Know what to do.
Know what to do.
Know what to do. Pacific Prepared.
If you are hearing impaired, what does it mean when a tsunami siren sounds? If you're in a wheelchair, how do you flee from rising waters? People with a disability are among those most in danger from natural disasters, but too often they're forgotten when it comes to planning. For the first time, there's been a gathering in Honiara to discuss the challenges faced by people with a disability when it comes to information sharing and making sure the vulnerable are taken care of. Pacific Prepared Solomon Islands correspondent Georgina Kakia was there.
How will they plan to make this town accessible for everyone when it comes to emergency? I mean, you can go to offices, you can go to public facility and see for yourself. There's so much inaccessible infrastructure design. I just can't imagine if this evacuation happened, they'll be like really struggling to go from point A to point B.
Jabez Manaika comes from Renal Belona Province, a Polynesian group of islands in the Solomon Islands.
I was born with low vision. I used to see, but not 100% like others. Then gradually, my sight going really bad. And now I am, let's say, I'm visually impaired, from low vision to visually impaired.
People who live with some form of disability are the most vulnerable in times of emergency. The Pacific is prone to natural disasters, and weather events are now more frequent and severe, posing a threat to the lives of people, especially people living with disabilities.
In a country like us, Solomon Island, where we don't have the technology and assistive devices where they can help us easily evacuate, the thing that really helps us so much is the people around us. I mean, we have this attitude of being Solomon Islanders, where we care for each other, you know. And when these things happen, we rely on those people. I'm always depending on people.
People Living with Disability Solomon Islands, PWSI, is the national disabled people's organization in the Solomon Islands. It has, since 2011, advocated for the rights and issues of people living with disability.
There are a lot of challenges that we are facing when the disaster is happening. Bring us back to the previous experiences. I can tell the experience from the 2014 flash, that there is a friend who was living by a river. He already lost his device, I mean, the wheelchair. The river just carried away. And the picture brings that there is not good enough planning that place in communities, and I can see that there is no village disaster committee plannings in place.
Naomi Tai, the PWDSI's disaster risk reduction officer. Her job is to ensure that she identifies, assess, and help in reducing the risks of disaster for this vulnerable group of people. She is also responsible for bringing the media together with members of PWDSI to discuss the challenges in accessing information during times of emergencies.
We want to be engaged, that we make sure that people with disabilities must be aware of, especially messagings. The messages is very important for people with disabilities, and also to get them prepared and aware and alert that when the disaster or any event like cyclone at its track, they can help them to get the right accurate information from our media.
The media receives its information on warnings from the likes of the Met Office or the National Emergency Operations Center. Alex Relifia is a senior weather forecaster in the Solomon Islands Weather Office.
There are a lot of feedbacks from the public about the technology we used. From this discussion we had, it's really good in a way that give us the idea to really understand the needs of the people with disabilities to design messaging in a way that, or in a format that really meet their needs.
In times of natural disaster, the SIPC.
I knew very little about this sector until I came and facilitated this workshop. It was good to see where are the gaps that we in the media we need to pay attention to, just like women's rights, children's rights, and every other grouping that we cater to now in the media industry.
Dorothy Wickham, a journalist by profession, was the lead facilitator in this workshop. She said it was good that the media and the Met Office were able to have a conversation with the persons with disabilities to hear firsthand the challenges they face when it comes to emergencies and the role they play in their lives.
Most of the messaging was coming out on Facebook, so there was an issue of sign language need and also audio component for it for those who are without sight, and also simple and short text messaging. There's now an app online that they can actually use for people who are blind. But also because of the messaging, if it was too long or too complicated, then that audio component of the app sometimes gets a bit confusing. So they preferred short and simple messaging. And also for the media to take into consideration their needs too when reporting on the recovery process of disasters.
14 out of 100 Solomon Islanders are living with disability. This is a huge number, and it is continuing to grow. As Jabez says, there are three forms in which a person can be disabled. One, they are born with it. Two, they have an accident or because of NCDs or other illnesses. And three, as one gets old.
Please prioritize persons with disability when it comes to evacuation. Just this small thing will change the whole scenario, because I told you I always rely on my family when it comes to evacuation. But what if they don't know? They will lead me in the wrong place, or they will go first before me?
Jabez Manaika, a visually impaired Solomon Islander, ending our report there with Pacific Prepared Solomon Islands correspondent Georgina Kakia.